What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome back to All the Smoke, New York edition.
It is.
We out here, baby.
We out here.
It's been a minute.
Trying to cool off.
We've been trying to catch up with these two for a minute, man. Really look up to them, pioneers in the space. And welcome to the show, Desus Mero.
Hey, oh
yo, thank
God.
You, fellas.
Congratulations to y'all on your success.
Yeah, man,
appreciate
we're trying
it.
To,
thank
again,
you.
Like,
I'll be mean, killing it, man.
To see, like, you, to see what you guys did in the space.
We thank you, man.
I appreciate
and
it,
I appreciate
man.
That, because you guys are basically us. Like, literally, they look like us.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you was in
that
show. You know what I mean?
That's what
we did. We the G League Matt and Stack, you know what I mean? Like,
he's got an escrow. But no, no, that's not what happened.
All you gotta do is pull Jack's Velcro hairline
exactly.
off and he balls. So y'all acted.
This is my, let me tell you something about Matt. If Matt goes to Washington Heights, he's gonna fuck shit up.
I need to.
They're gonna be like, Papi, Papi.
Listen.
You're so tall, Papi. Ooh. Oh my God.
Matt is the most non-Dominican I've ever seen. I know he's not Dominican, but I'm fighting the urge to ask him for a hookah.
He's like, yo, Mateo.
Like, I don't know how to stop.
Mateo Bermudez.
Like, bro.
Hey, I got a joint for you. I ain't got no motherfucking hookah, but I got
I was like, yo, my man, I need a table for six.
You know, it's just me here. I'm waiting for the rest of the people to arrive.
The rest of the crew is rolling in lately.
Let's talk about y'all upbringing in the Bronx, man. How was it?
Shout out to the Bronx, bro. You know what the thing about the Bronx is, like, it's super rough growing up, but you don't realize it at the time.
That's all you know.
So you just think everyone else's life is like that. And then once you leave it, you kind of have an appreciation that it puts you through such tribulation and hardship that you're built for anything. Mm-hmm. Like, people from the Bronx, like, shout out to J-Lo, shout out to French Montana, shout out to Cardi B. Mm-hmm. Like, we've been through stuff way before the Hollywood stuff. So the Hollywood stuff is a layup.
Right.
But the stuff we went through as kids in the Bronx is just like, other people did not go through that. Like, I got illegally arrested by the cops. You know, like, I have friends killed by the cops. Mm. And this is regular stuff in the Bronx. And that's just, it never, like, shook you or anything. And it's just like, you use that for our success right now. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, at the time, you hated it, but I will never regret any experience I had growing up in the Bronx.
Mm-hmm. And the Bronx is like, man, if you can, it's corny and cliche, but if you make it there, you can make it anywhere. That's right. BX is like a school for hustlers, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you got to learn to get it out the mud, like, no matter what, because ain't nobody helping you.
Yeah.
Everybody's off the Delph, kind of, really, you know what I'm saying? It's like, and it's like, I know the West Coast is like gang mentality type of shit, but it's on the East Coast, in New York specifically, it's like blocks.
You rep your block.
You rep your block.
233. You know what I mean?
You shoot my 40 gang, you know the vibes, you know what I'm saying? Don't indict me.
You're just throwing gang signs.
Oh, no, you never stop repping your gang. I'll be in a nursing home like, yo, fuck them other niggas. No,
hey, we was going through your guys' background shit, and Jack's like, bro, they just like us. Bro, they just like us.
Bro, the idea that we're on TV makes absolutely no sense.
Not at all.
It makes every now I wake up, my biggest fear when I wake up, I'm like, shit, is the dream over? And it's like, no, I'm still on TV. We're good. We're good. But no, it just feels, because the stuff we've been through and just living in the Bronx and just like even the beginning of the podcast, like we literally used to share a Metro card to get on the subway. Yeah. That's how pop we were. And now we on Showtime.
It started as a high side hustle and then it turned into a job.
You y'all put up in Rolls Royces today, so you definitely not.
Oh, nah, don't guess it. Right?
Was it my brother? It was a Bentley? No, it wasn't. It was a regular Uber.
It was a Bentley, but it was a 99 Bentley.
How did you get your name?
You know what? Okay, that's the thing about my name. It's a actual childhood nickname because I'm really good with computers. So everyone was like, you make miracles happen with computers. You're like Jesus. But my real name is Daniel. So, like, Daniel plus Jesus, Jesus. And I was really good. Also, I was really good at check fraud. I won't talk about that. But and that's where I got that name from. And I hope the FBI and the Secret Service aren't watching because them niggas was on my ass. So, you know.
It's also really good in check fraud, but that's another story. Yeah.
Listen, here's the thing about check fraud. The holograms, you can get them on Canal Street.
Yo, if a nigga start a story like that,
okay.
Yo, here's the thing about check fraud.
Okay? Because they're like, you can't get the hologram. The holograms are on Canal Street. Once you get the hologram, oh, you going to town, baby. So, hey, shout out to Brian for not saying
if your daughter or son get arrested, the Decent Mero Show did that shit, not all the smoke.
How did y'all meet?
Summer school, high school. Because
mm-hmm.
New York City's weird, you know what I'm saying? Because my high school, it's only a certain amount of schools that's open for summer school because they like budget shit and whatever. So my school was closed for the summer. So I had to go to the school that was nearest to me, which was Lima High School, which he was at the time. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, and we in different circles or whatever, but it's like, yo, that's your man. That's your man's man.
Yeah, I didn't know who he was. Like, he was hanging with the Puerto Ricans.
What age? How old were y'all?
Like 15, 16? No, it was literally, because that was the first time I heard the term Moreno.
Yeah.
Y'all know what that means.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know that. And like, so I'm fighting with Dominicans, I'm fighting with Puerto Ricans. Also, I'm like, I don't know the difference between a Puerto Rican and a Dominican. Y'all all eat beans. So, you know, I'm figuring that out. And, you know, like, I seen him and I was like, I know that guy, but I don't know that guy.
No, and you didn't want to know me at that age. Man.
Exactly.
I had the straight backs. Reckless. I looked like Jim Jones hanging off the back of the bus, smoking dust, punching people in the face, always walked around with a weapon.
So then fast forward 10 years.
Homemade
weapon.
Homemade
weapon. On Twitter. And like, we're both tweeting about Bronx stuff. And we're both tweeting about how we hate our job. But every now and then, a tweet would be like, yo, you know, he'd comment like, oh, you know this person. Or, oh, you know this location.
Yeah.
And people always saw the interactions between us. And people really love the interactions. And shout out to our guy, Donnie Qua at Complex, our homeboy for life. He was like, you guys should do a podcast together. Mm. And the first thing I said is, what the fuck is a podcast? And then after that,
like our shit.
First thing I said was, how much?
Okay, after that, we did a podcast.
That too.
The podcast was audio only for 7 episodes, and it was so fire. They made it video for the 8th episode.
What year was that?
That had to be like 2016 or 2017.
I'm doing
2015?
Earlier than that. 2013 almost.
2013? Oh, okay. It's been a minute. But no, it just took off of that, and here we are.
Jack talked about his twin. I guess I'm coming to you now. So talk about your experience. You were born in Washington Heights, but raised in the Bronx.
That's your part nine.
So it was wild. Like, it was super immigrant story. Like, my uncle, my pops came here first. My pops was back and forth, you know, making money, sending it home, going back and forth. Mm-hmm. Moms got pregnant. She was super pregnant, and he was like, yo, you got to come over here because this motherfucker got to be born in the United States of America. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We need one citizen in the family. You feel me? So we all lived on Sherman. Shout out to 225 Sherman. And from there, like, the family, it was like 10 of us, 11 of us in an apartment. Mm. And half the family went to Jersey, half the family went to the Bronx. So I ended up in the Bronx, you know what I'm saying? East Tremont, you know what I mean? Kingsbridge, all over the place, you know what I mean? So, but yeah, nah, it was dope because, you know, I got to see, like, a little bit of Manhattan before I left, you know what I mean? Because I would just get on the train for no reason, you feel me? And just go downtown and just walk around.
At what age?
Bruh, like 7, 8.
Because it still trips me out to this day how y'all move in the trains and the subways, and because I'm on the West Coast, so we don't do none of that shit.
Oh, no, so everybody in New York. Yeah.
Like, I got 13-year-old twins. Young. I would never let them fucking ride no train. Right?
No, when you're super young, you be in Times Square on your own as a kid.
Really?
At like 9 and 10 and stuff. Like, that's like some regular New York shit.
You got to think about it. Like, my parents came from DR. They was outside, like, you know what I mean? Like, my pops was like, yo, I got an AK in the crib. Like, you know what I mean? Like, go sell these mangoes on the main road type shit. So, taking a bus by myself, that was done.
But that's just like your parents, you know, like they came to New York, they know what's going on, but they don't know what's going on.
Right.
So they don't know when you sneak out your house at 2 a.m. and you ride your bike from the Bronx to Times Square with 30 of your friends.
Push.
Yeah, and you
at
like.
At 2 in the morning?
At 2 in the morning.
Damn.
And you get back before they even wake up.
If I'm so they don't know you're doing wild shit like that.
I wouldn't have made it out here. I wouldn't have made it out here.
Oh, we were wilded.
Oh, yeah, nah. It's a 24-hour like situation.
I think every New Yorker. Every native New Yorker looks back at their childhood like, how the hell did I survive? We've done the elevator surfing, being on top of trains, just doing dumb shit that's so specific to New York, and it made you be a New Yorker.
Oh, you were.
And it's like stuff you can't do in other cities and stuff. Like, the fact that I'm riding on top of trains, riding on top of elevators in the projects. I don't even live in the projects, but that was fun at the time. And almost everyone in New York has done that. If you haven't, you're pussy. So, you know, like, so we do.
I'll be trying to figure out how people get caught with all these buildings.
I don't. You don't. If you're a herb, you get caught.
You got to keep my shit.
Yeah,
and did the dash.
Well, I got away with some shit out here.
Well, that's also the other thing. As a real New Yorker, one of the native skills you have, you can spot an undercover cop immediately.
Mm-hmm.
No matter when you walk. When you walk to the subway, you see those three guys and the one woman, and they're by the payphone. And the train came into the platform, and no one left. Those are undercover cops.
You know that.
Also, for fun, every time you pass undercover cops, be like, top of the morning, gentlemen. They get very upset when you say that.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you're like, yo, I seen you.
What up, officer?
What's going on, cops?
Yeah, what up?
Hey, Blue Lives Matter.
Yo.
Like, what are you doing?
I was like, you're not so undercover, my G. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Like, you wearing that same Mark Teixeira jersey.
Or you just be like, I see you. Like, that kind of stuff.
You know what I'm saying?
That's how you get, like, fucked up by the cops, but, you know.
So how did you get your name? Your pops wanted to name you Romero.
Yes.
How did you...
And my mom's was like, no. My mom's was up with the legs and stirrups like, nah. His name is Joel. You know what I'm saying? Because she was on some biblical shit.
You don't want to be Romero right now after the way Rolly got knocked out.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You feel me? So I'm just like, yo, I'm glad. But then, you know, all my uncles, they kept calling me Romero because it was like, man, fuck this shit. Like, that's your name. So then when I started doing graffiti and shit, like my first tag when I was like 10 was like J-Dog, some corny shit like that. And then I started hanging out with real writers and they were like, psh, man, that shit is corny. Like, hit this blunt, think of something else. And I was just like, it's like Mero. I was like, I bet. And then I threw a little E at the end and shit, you know what I mean? To freak it, like make it look nice, whatever. And then I was off to the races, man.
Early in your career writing music reviews, how did you fall into that space?
Well, it was crazy because I started off just writing, like blogging and like on Twitter and stuff like that. And then people were like, yo, I really fuck with the way this dude. People didn't know like who I was. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't have a picture up or nothing like that.
They knew your writing style.
Yeah. So it was all caps all the time. You know what I mean?
Like you're screaming at them?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was on some graffiti shit because I was just like, yo, it looks goofy if I type in like alternating caps or whatever, but I wanted to do something different and swag it out. So I just did that, and then people started reaching out, like, you know, yo, can you write for us? Can you write for that? And I was just like, yeah, if you paying, shit, let's get it. You know what I mean? Because at the time, I'm in, like, a two-bedroom, one kid, another one on the way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm making, like, 20 bands a year before taxes. You know what I'm saying? So I was down bad, and I was just like, God damn, like $75 for I can invoice you and you gonna pay me? Mm-hmm. And this shit's gonna pay for my weed and diapers? Let's go. You know what I'm saying?
Like, weed and diapers. Essential.
That's why I named my LLC Leche y Pamper. That's Spanish for milk and pampers.
Yes,
yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You needed the essentials. You land a spot on MTV in 2014. What'd you learn from that experience? Backpedal?
MTV 2.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, the big difference.
Yeah.
Big motherfucking difference.
Yeah. Correction.
Because people was like, oh, you on MTV? I was like, yo, yeah, MTV other.
You know,
like, yo. The other, they was like, MTV. Oh, that shit was a two-headed dog. I was
we're
like,
on MTV
I
Dose.
Think that's the logo. I like, find us after Ridiculousness.
We're on ESPN Deporte.
The yes. Ocho. The Ocho.
No, the worst part, when we were there, they actually had MTV 3 for the reggaeton, and that shit went, that died. And we were just like, damn, we're next. Like,
it's coming.
We gotta nah, but you know what? Being at MTV was a great, it was like he always calls it junior college.
Yeah.
Like, we learned how to be on TV. You learned how to open up to camera. Learn how to read from the prompter. Learn how to work with people. Work with writers. Read from, like, just work in that
basic
kind of
shit,
way.
You know what I'm saying?
And also, the thing is, like, a lot of us don't realize how big MTV is. It's still big.
Oh, it's a monster.
It's still big. People still fuck with it heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, getting the reps in there and learning how to work with that and working with, like, Charlamagne and working with D-Ray Davis and working with, like, some of the biggest names in comedy. D-Ray.
Charlamagne's a homie.
Charlamagne is a homie. Yeah. Shout out to Charlamagne. Like,
well, that was our next question. What was it like working with him back then or getting to meet him and fucking around with him?
You know what? Charlamagne gets a lot of shit, but of all the people, him and D-Ray Davis have done the most to make sure our careers go forward.
I love to hear
that. They always give us, like, successful advice, tell us what to do, what not to do. They've always brought us up on their projects and stuff. And for someone so established to look at two, like, street urchins from the Bronx and be like, yo, I believe in you. And, like, shout to Charlamagne. That's our guy. That's our guy,
bro.
Man. Because we've learned so much from him. And it's just kind of like following his career path. He got the book. We got the book. He's out here. He kind of shifted how his comedy's going. Now he's no longer just a comedian. Like, now he's doing, like, serious interviews. Mm-hmm. We do serious interviews.
Yeah,
like, you know, like, you love to see the growth with him, and the fact that he always believed in us means so much to us.
How was it getting y'all names out there when y'all started, and how big, how important and vital was social media for y'all?
Super vital. That's where we even got the opportunity to have these shows. And then just being out there, like, the kind of thing was, like, we're like, oh, we're on TV. Everyone knows we're on TV. That's not the case whatsoever. No one knew we were on TV, so we'd have to be on social media, like, yo, watch us on the Charlamagne show. Watch us on,
this,
you know,
shit,
or whatever
going on. Thing by my mind.
And the thing is, like, you had, like, people who were like, oh, I'm for sure gonna watch it, but then you also had haters, like, yo, fuck y'all, y'all not funny.
Y'all weak.
So, yeah, like, you had to, like, never let that get you down and just, like, always post every week, like, yo, we're doing this again. We're doing this again. I remember our podcast, we were doing, like, maybe 6,000 listens the first week, which I know some people are like, that's a lot. That wasn't a lot to us at the time. But it was just like, if you get 6,000 listens and you busted your ass to make a podcast, are you going to make another episode next week? But we just kept grinding. And every week, no matter how, we never listened to how many people were listening.
So off the rip, you guys are doing it by yourself, or did you sign with a company first and you were just kind of slowly grinding
Oh, no, we were working with, shout out to Red Bull Studios, but they had a great deal where they basically support artists, so there was no contract. They were like, you guys can record your podcast for free. We'll give you studio time. There's no licensing, and it has nothing to do with Red Bull. And shout out to Red Bull. Go on their website, because they do that for almost every supporting artist in all types of cities.
Yeah.
They can hook your shit up. And if it wasn't for them, we would not have had our podcast. So we used to go to Red Bull Studios, 220 West 18th Street. All the real podcast listeners know that.
New York niggas always know the address of everything. I barely know what street I live on if it wasn't for my ex-wife's name. But these niggas know the number
and
the street.
We know the number.
All New York people like that, though.
Come on.
Yo, press the third intercom. But off of that, like, we started our podcast with that. And, like, we were just ripping and just going with it. And then opportunities came. Like, shout out to A-Track. He let us host Fool's Gold Day Off in Brooklyn. We were not ready for that. Because we went there, we were like, it's going to be like an hour. We're hosting this concert for 9 hours, basically.
Bruh.
But people are loving it. And, like, we have the energy. And he's like, yo, this group is going to be late. Just delay the crowd for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And we are just having the time of our lives. I remember the Locks came out. And before, they were like, yo, delay the crowd. And I was like, yo, everywhere we go, people want to know. And then the crowd just sings along.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of energy. And at the end of the day, there's people just standing there. And we're like, what are you waiting for? They're like, we're waiting for y'all. We want y'all autograph.
Yeah, man.
And, like, at this point, we're like, what kind of car was it? It was
a RAV4, bro. It was my mom's RAV4. Shout out to mommy.
Like, we do this great concert, and then we just get his mom's RAV4 and drive home.
Drive home, like, yo, excuse me.
Some regular shit.
You know what I mean?
But, like, even little things like that was just like, yo, there's something here. Mm-hmm. We could be something.
Right,
so,
man. That was the illest part, too, because it's like a lot of people, like, you when you doing stuff, you don't realize, like, yo, this shit is impacting or people are seeing right. it or whatever.
Yep.
So that was just, like, when the Fool's Gold Day, oh, shit popped off. I just hit A-Track. I was just like, yo, I just DM'd him, like, yo, y'all need hosts? And he was just like, I guess, yeah, y'all could, right. why not? So right. it was, made it happen, bro, and it was... Dumb. You know what I mean? Like, and it was just showed, it went to show, like, yo, my man is, he's on timing.
Right.
Like, yeah. he's hip to our shit. Like, he's down, he fucks with us.
Yeah, shout
out
to A-Track, early you adopter. Word. Shout out to, like, a lot of people we fucked with, like, they fucked with our shit early. And if you did that, we got you for life. Yeah, for like, life. We got that you no matter what, never right. wrong, no matter what.
I mean, we've
show
obviously ran across and seen you guys before, but you, when you guys came in here, your energy completely changed. Like, I was reading the email on the way to falling asleep. I don't know what the fuck he was doing, but y'all came in loud and just energetic. And I'm just like, okay, Leah, let's rock. Listen, like,
yo,
that's how I
we
can
interviewed Quinta Brunson, and she's just like, yo, this is
she's
the loudest
like, you
interview
got
I ever
a lot
did.
Of shit. But you got to remember, like, we've had every shitty possible job.
Yeah,
we've been locked up. Like,
right.
this yeah. really a job? Right. Like, I don't got no boss checking me. I got right. no time sheet.
Man,
like,
Jack, take a shot for that shit right there, Jack.
Fucking go.
Right here, Jack.
I went, but I got to do with it.
Take a shot for that
take
shit, Jack. Just because he was talking
take
that
shit.
Take a shot.
Take a shot. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want to give you flowers right now, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go. All the smoke, all the drinks.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to
That's
be my
day.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk, get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
So 2016, you guys both start your show, Deezus and Meryl's, on Viceland.
Yes, sir.
Half-hour show, Monday through Thursday. You said you shot, what, 300 episodes a season?
We did.
Grind.
4 days
grind
a week.
Talk to us about that.
Self-reporting, too. Don't forget that. Which, for y'all that don't know, self-reporting means you take your own ass to the set. So I'm in the 05 tan cloth interior, finder cord.
Well, in the beginning, we had to drive ourselves there. And it was, like, weird because, like, we're trying to do a late night show, but we're also worried about like alternate side of the street parking. So it doesn't really work. I'm like, Trevor Noah doesn't have to deal with this shit.
Yo.
But no, we were just, yo, bro, we were grinding. Like it was at the point, there were times we'd walk in, we had no idea who the guest was. We had no idea what was going on. But we just did it every fucking day. And we made one of the best shows ever in the history of television. I stand by that. You'll never be another Deez and Meryl from Viceland standpoint. And it was like, as Miro says again, junior college. We learned so much about just how to do it, how to interview people, how to come in on a Thursday when you're fucking tired and hungover. But you know what? You got to do the show. So you just get like 30 minutes of energy out of you. You do your interview and you die at the end. And so having that experience, now you can do the Showtime show on Thursday and bang it out. There's never going to be a time on the Showtime show you're like, I'm too tired for this. Because after the Viceland shit, like, we've been through everything. We had the SantaCon episode. You had, like, a rip in your foot or something. He's, like, on Percocets. Yo, like, the shit was
bro,
a mess.
Fucked up.
We got white kids stealing the mic.
You was feeling good on the Perks.
Oh, I was feeling great. But the all of the white boys had me aggy.
He was feeling great, fight. But he was also like,
I'm ready to fuck somebody up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
all of that. We made amazing TV off of that. And it's just like, I'm glad we did that early in our career. So now it's just like, we can know how to do this.
You guys have your own writer's room. Explain that experience and process and just the production side of what you guys spit every Thursday night.
Shout out to our writers.
Shout out to the writer staff.
Because like our writer staff is not, they're not writers, they're our friends.
You know what I'm saying?
They're so like, they know you.
They know important. Us. And it's like, even our interactions are not like, yo, come to the writer's room. Right. It's like, you walk around the studio and like, you just talk to them generally. And off of those little conversations, they feel you and they go. So shout out to Julia, shout out to Heaven, shout out to Robert Kornhauser, Josh, shout out to JD.
Rob McCray, the pride of Guyana.
No, like these people, they get us. So they'll see a situation and they'll translate it into like the Deez and Meryl voice and bring it to us.
That's funny because I'm doing something right now and I have to go over my script because they're like, we love the script, but it's not you.
Yeah.
Make it you. So your writers make it you.
That's not a problem we've ever had. It's like when we, way back in the day, we worked on a Charlamagne show, and it was like, you know, God bless him. I don't know if he's still alive. It was like this old white writer. He was writing a monologue for Charlamagne, and he was like, I want to make sure I use the N-word the way Charlamagne uses the N-word. And he used the hard ER in the monologue.
No A.
And I was like, yo, my man, what are we doing? I was like, yo, my man, like, even Charlamagne came through, like, well, what the fuck is this? And Charlamagne, that's another teachable example. He took us in the hallway and was like, yo, fam, you can't let them do this.
And that's like, we learned to like speak up. We can't let people do stuff like that. We never have that problem with our writers. Our writers always get us. They never do corny shit.
Right.
And they're able to see stuff that's going on right now in real time and figure how to have it on the show in a timely way. So shout out to them. Like, if we don't get our fucking Emmy, I'm going to jump somebody.
Coming. Facts. It's coming. Best interview to date and why?
Ooh.
Oh, man.
It's a good one.
Each of you guys. It don't have to be the same.
No, it's not Joe Biden.
I would say Denzel, man, because like Denzel, like that was super real. You know what I mean? Maybe it might be a recency bias, but it was really like he came through and he was just like, "Yo, Denzel from Mount Vernon, bro." It wasn't Denzel Washington, award-winning actor. Right. You know what I mean? Tight. Inside the actor studio, mm-hmm. We started chopping it up before the camera started rolling.
But that's a credit to y'all because you made him feel comfortable.
You know what I'm saying?
And that was the shit. You can't. A lot of people feel like they can't let their guard down when they're on camera because they don't know where it's gonna go. But it's a credit to you.
And that's
you
can make.
That's what we do.
But we've always said like we're not trying to make you look stupid out here. Like you know what I mean? Like we here to sell, like also shout out to Nori because like we here to give you flowers. You know what I'm saying?
We always tell people you're gonna have this interview is not gonna be like any interview you've ever had.
Just chopping it up.
At the end of every interview. Everyone's like, that's an interview I've never had.
That's dope.
So, like, for me, the best interview we've done is Pusha T, because we have friends in the past that were involved in legal stuff and the idea that we're both famous now is crazy.
Who's left you in awe?
Oh, in awe?
Ooh.
Like, oh, shit.
I think the Obama interview, man, was like, that was just like, damn, we here. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it was like, it was like COVID city. You know what I'm saying? It was wild. And the fact that, number one, he agreed to do it. During that time.
Yeah.
Number two, we got to do it at Howard U. Shout out to Howard U.
The library.
You know what I'm saying? And, bro, it's Obama.
Yeah.
First black president. You know what I'm saying? Like, ever in the history of the United States. And he was like, yo, I fucks with y'all. He came in the room. He was just like, yo, I know about you. I'm a fan of the show.
Yeah,
da da da. Yo, you got four kids. Yo, da da da.
He knows y'all.
Yeah.
Right. It's important.
Man. See, I was like, does Obama know us or did he just have Secret Service researchers?
Yeah.
So I'm like, ah.
He knew like little shit. But, you know what I mean?
I think the most awe inspiring interview we've done recently was Michelle Yeoh. Who's in the new A24 movie, Everything Everywhere and everything. Because to be around her, and you can see, like, as a woman and an Asian woman, she's been through so much bullshit in the industry. But even during the interview, she fucked with us. You know what I'm saying? Like, she clearly was like, she doesn't watch the show. I know that. But she was like, she had that good energy with
us. Energy, genuine.
And there's like one part where like, she's letting us like touch her face. And she's not like wilding out. She's like going with it. And it's like everyone's just like, yo, you guys have really good energy. And the fact that she was just cool like that, like a lot of people in Hollywood are just like, no, crossing a line, don't do that, whatever.
Yeah. Right.
She was with the shits, and everyone said that's such a good interview. Duh. And like to work with a powerhouse like her, like after you see that movie and what she did in that, like as someone in the industry, you see that movie, you're like, how the fuck do I do a movie like this? How do I do a role like this that's gonna make people cry at the end of the shit. Like,
right.
It's inspirational. Yeah, so just being around someone and just trying to like getting some of their energy was just amazing.
And you know, when you grow up in the hood, you into all them like kung fu flicks and shit like that. So you grow up on Jackie Chan, Sammo Hung, all that shit. And she's part of that like, you know, club.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? But and she like these are saying, she in the interview, she said it herself. She was like, yo, I was the only woman out there.
Yeah.
Doing my own stunts, busting my ass, you know what I mean? Doing all this wild stuff. And that's how I earned a respect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I fought for my spot where I was at. You know what I mean? So that was wild.
I mean, she's nice, but if y'all had to fight her, who would win?
She would fuck both of us up, bro.
Because that's also the wild thing. She's not a trained fighter. She's a dancer.
Okay.
So she was able to use her dance moves to translate them into fight moves for all these. Like, that is mind blowing.
Fuck around a corner.
That is mind blowing.
I'm not letting no woman whip my ass. I don't give a fuck what you do. You go. Let them whip my ass.
I'll fight.
Are you saying you're going to fuck up Michelle Yeoh?
Man, listen, I'm not letting no woman down yo. Hi, hey, whoever. I'm not letting no woman with
Michelle
my
Yeoh, come beat this nigga's ass.
Hey, Michelle Yeoh,
beat him like an everything bagel.
She better beat Bruce Leroy's sister and gonna catch a bullet with her teeth. That's the only way.
Oh my God.
But that's the shit. You gotta set the parameters though. Are we fighting in a ring, in an octagon, or are we on 138th Street?
Are we saving you know our fight for our lives?
She jumping on buildings and flying through karate and shit like that.
Ain't no rules.
No terrain is off limits.
I was talking to an exec a couple weeks ago, and I was like, we need to reboot The Last Dragon. I was like, this generation needs The Last Dragon.
You don't know
Jack and Grout is curled.
Show enough.
Yeah. And I was like, no, remember the guy who caught the bullet with the teeth?
Bro, I had the house slippers in fourth grade. Motherfuckers used to make fun of me. They're my dads. They were a couple sizes too big.
I got something real in my hands for you, nigga.
Shogun,
Hey,
you think this generation could fuck with a reboot of The Last Dragon?
Yes, it gets you how to be the right people.
Who would be in it? Who do you see as the ideal?
As show enough?
Like Jaden Smith or somebody? Or
No, not Jaden Smith.
I say
no.
Chris Brown. As Lee,
relax, Bruce Lee, relax. Yeah. I need you to bring it down.
I would go Chris Brown. You know Bruce what? Leroy.
That's so problematic. It works.
You know who I would go as Bruce Leroy? Lupe Fiasco.
Get the fuck. Because you see a nigga on Twitter doing all the same
nice shit.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. He be practicing all that shit.
Show enough. Who show enough?
Who show enough?
Busta Rhymes, bro.
Oh, that's an easy call.
Jay Prince.
I was just watching
Mitch
something
Blood
about.
Mitch Blood Green.
Wow. Say less. Say less.
Mitch Blood Green. Out the back pocket like, yo.
Say less.
Big Joker, nigga. What's
hey,
up?
Start writing the script.
Actually, no. Eric Adams in the wig. Yeah. We must return the swagger to New York City. Like, and you know he'd rather do that than
Amin Joseph. Keep that curl on. He could be.
Yeah, Amin Joseph from Snowfall.
Four EPs right here.
Yeah, that'll be fire.
Run it up.
How did y'all get into sports?
Oh man. Being in New York, born and raised. I literally was born.
Hoopers?
Across the street from the original Yankee Stadium.
Everybody from New York got handles. I don't know here.
I got hit by a car, so my athletic dreams died after that.
Did you have a game before that, though?
Oh, yeah. I was jumping out the gym, bro. I'm 250 now. I shot up. Because you know how they teach, when you ball.
I was hit by a car, too, so I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga, you grew to be much taller than me. But you know how they do you in grade school and middle school? If you're tall, they just like, yo, you play no guard skills. Yeah. You playing you know what I mean? So my thing was just like, I was like 5'6", 5'7", in junior high. And I just hooped, like, I played guard, you know what I'm saying? So when I went to high school, like, over the summer, it's like, pew, I shot up to 6'2", whatever the fuck I'm at now. But then I got hit by a car, and it was a wrap. But I was just, like, obsessed with hooping, bro. Like, I would wake up in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, go outside, meet my boys, cut class, and just hoop in the park all day till 10 o'clock at night. Mm. My mom's, yo, where you at? I'm at the park. Yo, skirt, you come around. Yo, get your ass in the car, nigga. Fuck
y'all ain't had to beat the street lights.
Bruh, if the street lights came on,
she'd
start beeping me.
Yeah.
Like, yo, where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? And then she was like, I know where this motherfucker's at. Skirt, skirt. I told Denzel the same shit. And he was just like, well, look what you at now.
Well, my aren't project, we had the we had that midnight basketball program.
Oh, okay.
It was like, yo, the thing was, I sucked. I was really bad at basketball.
You was?
I'm not good at basketball.
Appreciate your honesty.
And I'll be honest. I'm the only person in New York to be like, yo, I suck at basketball.
I wish more NBA players would be like that.
Yeah, because some of them, like, I'll be talking to them. I'm like, yo, you're not that good.
I just got in here, but I suck.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So I knew
I'm just here to shoot the corner three, B. That's it. Like, I can't dribble.
I know somebody.
They pay you for that.
The thing was, I was good at basketball, but if you look, I have really good eyebrows, so it does well with the bitches. So that's what I was working on. And I was doing my numbers off of that. And so, you know,
does well with the bitches. Fuck basketball. Right. I still got hoes.
So I'll tell your girl to Sephora, whatever she wants, whatever rush she wants. What's up?
But you know how it is. Like, if you were the first motherfucker that could dunk, if you're 14 and you dunking, like, you know what I mean? Like, everybody's like, oh shit, you know what I mean? And that's what I was doing. I was
going to the league.
Throw that shit up, and I'm getting it. You know what I mean? So I was.
But you got
myself.
Guys like that playing basketball for real. Then you got guys like me coming out the gym, putting on CK1. You know, I'm getting on the girls. You know what I'm saying?
CK1.
Like, what's up,
one of my little white homeboys had that. I used to go before every dance.
Listen,
let me get a squirt,
CK1, bro. You don't even got a shower after gym, okay?
CK1.
They won't know.
That's
but it was funny. classic New York style hooping, man. Like, can't hit a jumper for shit, but got all the handles in the world.
Yeah, also New York is so weird. Like, being a sports fan in New York is like part of being a New Yorker. So, like, even as a kid, like, I've grown up a Rangers fan, New York City hockey. Like, I've been watching this as a kid. Like, even I was like crying the other day when they lost in the bar because I've been a Rangers fan my whole life. And people are like, why are you a Rangers fan? I'm like, because I'm from New York. Like, I was there in 94, Mark Messier, all that shit.
I wouldn't even say why you're a Rangers fan. I would say, how are you a hockey fan? It would be my question.
That's the thing. Like, why can't black people be hockey fans?
They can, but I'm...
That's,
you're
no,
you're
that's
the first
what
black person
that
told...
See, that's what the thing
I ask
is,
white
like,
people at the bar.
So the thing is, like, no, I get it. Because we don't grow up playing hockey because there's no ice rinks in our neighborhood.
And that shit is wild.
Ain't nothing ice our whole life.
That's
tell
why them. But the thing about hockey is they literally be beating the shit out of each other every game.
Right.
Why are not more of us watching this?
And it's normal.
Bro, it's like watching World Star on ice.
Because we see the same shit on the block every day without ice.
Without skates.
Without ice.
But then they tell you to go stand in the corner like your parents for 5 minutes and you can come back and play again.
Exactly. Kelsey Box, you're like, yo.
Crazy. Right.
But no, shout out to hockey. Shout out to, you know, like the Black Ranger.
So what is it? So is it Knicks, Yankees,
Rangers, or
there's
is it
four
the flip
combinations
side?
In New York City.
Let's hear them.
Knicks, Yankees, Giants, Rangers,
okay.
Or Mets, Islanders, what is it?
All the Nets. Mets, Nets, Jets, Islanders.
Yeah. So like
those
if
are
you,
the little brother teams.
So like your father's not in your
so
life,
kinda
you're
like a Clippers.
Mets fan.
Yeah, yeah.
If your father's not in your life.
Facts. If your father's not in your life, you're rooting for the Jets hard.
And you know, like, as actual Knicks fans, we don't respect the Nets, and not because they're the Nets, but we grew up when the Nets were the team from New Jersey.
That's what
so
I played.
So, like, shout out to my boy Gareth, who's been a Nets fan since fucking, like, second
that's
grade.
That's what I tell motherfuckers that shit all the time. I was like, yo, if you're a New Jersey Nets fan.
You're a real
and
fan.
And you know who Kerry Kittle, you know who Kendall Gill is.
Exactly.
I'll let you cook.
You were there for those right. days.
But if you're like, when they got Paul Pierce in them, I was like, man.
Let me park my fixie at Barclays.
That was Brooklyn. Yeah, nah.
Also, we're haters because Barclays has better food. But that's what
needed to Seacock. Yeah. What's your highest moments and lowest moments as a Knicks fan? I don't know how many high moments y'all got.
Oh, you said highest moment. Like, bro, I'm high every time I
No, I'm talking about not physically high, but high moments on the Knicks. I know it ain't many, so.
Okay.
I know it's a lot of low.
My highest moment was, there was one night I was like, we pre-gamed and I was ripped. And we go into the game, it's the Knicks versus the Memphis. And Melo hits three shots in a row. And it goes like this. And I go like this, he's going for the scoring record. And Melo set the scoring record at MSG 60? That night. And I was livid at the
62,
end, because as soon as he hit 62,
62
they took him out the game. And I was like, nigga, run that shit to 90.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Like, come on, let's go. Mike Woods.
I always wondered that shit, too. Like, if a dude is on the precipice of breaking a record, let him keep going.
Yeah.
It should be up to him and not the coach.
Someone was saying, I think John Sally was the one that told that when Kobe had
81. I'm like, you could have went for 100.
Yeah, but he said Phil Jackson said some records aren't meant to be broken.
Right.
Like, that's not your choice, Phil. I love you, Phil, but that's not your choice.
Get the fuck
that's
out also, of here. Also, as a Knicks fan, fuck Phil Jackson.
That's
man.
Also one of the memories I have.
Fuck. That's why I sent your ass home.
That's also a memory I have, and it used to be one of the saddest memories I had, but now things have happened to change it. Because I was there when Kobe set the record at MSG.
Oh, at the Garden.
And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Because everyone had on Lakers jerseys. Like, everyone was cheering for Kobe. He's hitting half-court shots. He's on our fucking ass. And I'm sitting there like, I'm in a Sprewell jersey, by the way. And I'm just like, what the
shout
fuck
out
is going
Sprewell.
On? But now, you know, since he died and everything, I'm like, yo, I was blessed enough
part
to see
history.
Kobe yeah. do history at MSG. Like,
now
that's such an iconic game.
Right.
Like, I will always remember that no matter how old I get. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I think there's moments that happen in the NBA you don't realize, like, how iconic they are
in
until,
the moment.
Like, you have time away from it.
Yeah.
And you look at it and you're like, yo.
Agreed.
I was there. I was lucky to be there. And, like, rest in peace, Kobe Bryant to God. Like that. I will always remember that. That was, like, a very special moment at MSG.
Lowest.
Like, yeah.
Lowest? Oh, man. It was, like, this is wild because it's, like, kind of recent. But it was, like, Melo era Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
First round, I think it was the first round against the Celtics. And we had their number. You know what I'm saying? And then it was like an elimination game, and Knicks is like down by one. And they run this play or whatever, and I think Melo gets the ball, shoots it. It bounces out, but Jared Jeffries gets the rebound. And I'm thinking, oh, this is light work. It's going to just lay it up. It's going to go. My man just does some wild, like, me drunk at you know what I mean, at an open gym layup, misses mm-hmm. the rim, game over. I was like, bro.
What the fuck?
What did you do? Like, how you in the NBA, my G? And they were like, well, he plays really great defense. I was just like, God damn, bro, but make a layup, nigga, you in the NBA. Like, what the fuck?
Just a lot of them like that.
Shit, bro, it's crazy. Highest though is 99 LJ Eastern Conference Finals. That shit went up.
Yeah.
The LJ
that
shit yeah.
went
yeah.
up,
big
bro.
Threes.
Like, I think my lowest moment
that
was
close. 99, that close in 99.
That close. Actually, there's people, the truthers now saying he stepped on the line and shouldn't have counted.
Or that he wasn't fouled
or
whatever.
That ain't gonna change.
Ain't gonna change. That's all we got.
You know what I'm saying?
That's all New Yorkers got.
All I remember is the zoomed out shot of like them replaying it, and when he gets fouled, everybody
crazy.
Like everybody stood up at the same time.
The Garden shook.
The cameras vibrating and shit. I was just like, yo, man, this is different, bro. And y'all know, like the Garden, man. That's.
I mean, the NBA is better when the Knicks are relevant.
Yes.
When the Knicks are relevant, the NBA is better. It's always such a moment.
My lowest point. I remember is Mike Woodson is coach, and everyone's like, fire Mike Woodson. So the crowd, so because the Knicks knew they didn't want, no, it was Isaiah Thomas, excuse
Isaiah
me.
Fire.
So it's like, fire Isaiah. Remember there was no chance. And the thing with the Knicks management was like, never give the crowd a chance to do a crowd.
Play music, do
to
some
do
shit.
A chant. Never let them do the fire Isaiah chant. We love doing the fire Isaiah chant.
Oh, so throw some music on there.
These two girls get into a fight on the mezzanine. And it's so wild, the players are actually looking at the fight. So they have to stop the play. So everyone's watching the fight, nothing's going on. And all of a sudden, the MSG starts to fire Isaiah Chant. To make it worse, they start two waves. Like, one level was doing a wave, the other level was doing a wave, and I was like,
all this, fire Isaiah.
I was like, this franchise is fucked. Yeah, we are never winning anything. This is a
starts
mess.
Starts at the top. Dolan starts at the top.
And the worst part is how gleeful everyone was, like, doing a wave. I would never do the wave, but people was like, yeah! And I was like, that means we're bad.
Right.
If we're doing the wave during a game, that's not a good sign.
It's not good, B. It's not good.
You should have been doing the wave during a basketball game. What is this?
We locked in like this, like, yo, shit.
I wouldn't... Kind of hard to ask questions because it seems like I want to put y'all in a bad place where y'all stressed out and damn near dying.
Right.
Just put yourself in that place for a minute and be the GM of the Knicks. What would you do to change?
Ooh.
Change the Knicks.
I wouldn't go crazy with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and but that's what they do. Like, they chase names. Like, yeah. The whole Melo shit. Like, it was everybody was saying, like, yo, just wait.
You know?
Just wait. Just wait. He's going to be a free agent in like 2 months, bro. Just wait. Nah, trade everybody. Get him over here. Like, yeah. like those type of moves, I wouldn't do some shit like that.
Yeah.
I'll fuck around and trade. I'll do some NBA 2K shit. I'll be like, yo, Lakers, listen, take back Julius Randle and send us back, AD and some, like, Viactive chews. You know what I'm saying? Like, keep the nigga healthy. You know what I'm saying? Or some shit like that. You know what I mean?
I mean, the Knicks front office gets a lot of shit. And they deserve it. But they've been falling back lately.
Yeah,
and they've been letting people
cook. They've been wilding.
It's kind of similar to how they've been handling the Rangers. Because, like, the Knicks front office, the same people front office for the Rangers. And they used to meddle all the time. And once they stopped meddling with the Rangers got better. And I feel like the Knicks front office is, like, letting them cook.
Well, it's so, new management. So
the new manager. Yeah. See, you know, so, like, you see Emmanuel quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He can be the point guard. Let him cook. Give him the playing time, all that stuff. So I'm like, I'm not mad at them. They're doing a lot better now. But, I mean, it's the Knicks. No matter what they do, they're going to be laughed at. We are, like, the laughing stock of the NBA.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. When we win this fucking championship,
we're going to burn this shit down.
Y'all
not
going to be alive?
Y'all not ready. You call the National Guard,
all
right?
I'm going to
die on Empire State. I'm tipping the Empire State building.
Bro, I don't care. I don't care if they got to put my head in a jar.
Ooh.
I'm seeing this motherfucking chip, bro.
I'm flipping the Staten Island Ferry. Watch.
Bruh.
Y'all not ready. We're going to burn this. Eric Adams, you're not ready for what happens when Knicks fans get that championship.
I'm telling you. Hide your kids, hide your wife. You
we're stealing
saying?
Staten Island. Hey, fuck that. Hey, let's go.
We will not be
none
alive
of us
to
be,
see
will
it.
Be alive to see it, but I feel the energy.
Ooh,
I feel the energy.
I'm going to be in a wheelchair with my kids pushing me and shit. I'm going to be
Benjamin
Button
like, waving
in the parade.
One.
All right? Watch out for us in 2074.
You know what I mean? We coming.
What's bigger, Derek Jeter getting a million followers? Or the Yankees get another ring?
Ooh. Yankees get another ring, man. It's been a minute.
It's been a minute since 09.
09, bro.
Because as Yankee fans, like, we can't be as cocky as we used to be.
Yeah, because we used to be
like, 27 rings, bro, suck my dick.
Every year we was in a mix.
Yeah, we haven't won since 09.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, there's grown-ass kids out here who have never seen a Yankee parade.
It's like the Lakers, bro. Like, the Lakers not making the playoffs is crazy to me.
Yeah.
You know what
also,
I'm saying?
Also, Derek Jeter having a million followers doesn't count because he's married now. So he can't get pussy off of it.
You know what I mean? Yeah. He can't go into DMs.
He was
like,
an animal.
Was the vaccine mandate uplifted because the Yankees was about to start?
You know what? The Yankees, they answer to Ghost of Steinbrenner, so they don't need, like, vaccines.
Yeah,
they
be on.
Yankees, some different shit.
Yankee Stadium is a sovereign state.
But you're not bigger than the Yankees, bro. Come on now. You're not bigger than the Yankees.
They're like, yeah, it's quiet for five.
Judge is not going to miss a game because of a vaccine.
I didn't say anything, but saying. Like, we were just like, yeah, like, my man, get vaccinated.
We know.
Anytime you ask someone about if they're vaccinated, like, listen, I'm just here for the team. You're like, oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. I know what you're doing, bro.
I've been vaccinated by God.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm vaccinated by friendship. Like, no, that's not a real thing.
My faith in the Lord keeps me safe.
I'm guilty by association.
There you go.
How was commentating Mayweather and Paul?
That was wild because people were mad. Because at the time, like, you know, Paul was like a heel. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had that, like, nobody wanted him to win. And neither do we, because we were like, yo, we boxing fans, you know what I'm saying? And we, like, at first it was just like, yo, this shit is kind of, like, goofy. Like, damn, Floyd, bro, you know what I mean? Like, you a legend, my G. You getting in the ring with this bozo. But then it was like, bro, we got this. Look, this is bananas. We on, like, pay-per-view. Like,
straight calling a fight, bro, that was again a moment. Be like, yo, we in Miami. Like,
those one of those things, like, people were getting upset because they was like, you guys don't know boxing. I was like, this is not really boxing.
This is not boxing.
You fighting some guy from TikTok.
This motherfucker came in with a Pokemon card on his neck.
But at the same time, we're like, holy shit, we're hosting a Mayweather. Like, at one point, we're interviewing Mayweather, and he's like, yo, I fuck with your show.
I fuck with y'all. Yo, y'all some like, funny dudes.
Talk to me differently now, because, like, my shit went up like this.
Team or players that you guys are impressed by?
Trae Young.
Yo.
I fucking hate and love Trae Young. He's the new Big Poppy, the new Manny Ramirez.
Right, the guy you love
like,
to hate.
He has his neck, he has his foot on the Knicks' neck.
And he loves
every
it.
Every Knicks fan hates
okay,
him.
Okay, y'all need to hate everybody if that's the case. Everybody got to hate y'all's neck, bro.
Stack, stop it, man. I'm
just thank saying. You, this is a good wait, show. No.
show me the stack, show me the stack 40 piece that he gave the Knicks. If Stack ever dropped 40 to the Knicks, I want to see that shit. Send me the YouTube link, this motherfucker.
Shit on my and the worst part, it wasn't even hard. It wasn't even hard.
I had some big games in Madison Square Garden.
No. Trae Young got, like, he's under our skin.
What's my
and the thing
Madison
is, like, Trae Young, he be turning it up when he's in MSG, and I respect the fuck out of that. Yeah. Like, he's like, yo, I can play good on these other teams, but I'm going to be on your fucking
ass. He's special,
ass.
Man.
And I like that. It's reminiscent of Reggie Miller. I remember because I was making stuffed shells with my mother when Reggie Miller did that, like, 9-point play. And my mother was like, stop. Because my hands were shaking so badly, I couldn't do the stuffed shells. I was like, what the fuck happened? I didn't realize this shit.
I give it to Reggie, though, because he admitted. He's just like, yeah, I pushed the shit out that nigga. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah, he did. Like, yeah. He did.
He didn't even try to lie. Like, yeah, like, Jordan didn't push off. And no. He's like, I pushed that motherfucker.
But no, like, Trae Young, like, doing the, oh, this. Oh, like, listen. Cool. Keep being disrespectful. I love it.
36 piece in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 36. You got a 36 piece in the garden? Okay.
Okay. Just casual metrics. Nice.
Light work.
Oh, 36 against the Knicks, 33 in the garden.
Oh.
Okay, okay.
Wow, you know what's crazy? No one asked that. How did you just volunteer that? Ain't nobody mentioned that? No one asked that?
I said, say to YouTube,
Meryl said something.
Don't put that on your LinkedIn page, my nigga.
Cheers to that.
My God.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to everybody busting the Knicks ass.
Look at that stuff for this guy bragging.
You want to know the funny part? 36.
I was like, yeah, we were the... thanks for coming to my child's funeral.
What team would you rather hang out with in their championship party?
Ooh.
The Wolves. Because they got Ant Edwards. You know what I'm saying? Just Ant Edwards off GP. Like, yeah. he's like...
A personality.
Bruh. Like, he's just... He don't care. Like, you know a lot of athletes come in and they try to clean themselves up or talk a certain way. He don't give a fuck,
bro.
Yeah, and also, A-Rod's bought the team. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to... You know what I mean? It's a New York BX connection right there.
Okay. I want to party
okay,
with...
Hold up.
I want to party with 2010 J.R. Smith.
I got to say it. I got to say it. Hold up. I got to say it. So, y'all still love A-Rod, even though he cheated?
I mean...
I love him even more for that.
Word.
Yo, listen. That means he wants it.
Word. Let me tell you something. There's a video of A-Rod. Listen, this is a regular season.
He kicked out of baseball and coming to NBA. Because baseball don't want to deal with it.
Think about
him.
Think about baseball as a woman. He just took Viagra.
You feel me?
No, that's not the same.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
That's definitely not the same.
He took Viagra. He hit that bottom. I'm trying to hit the bottom of the pussy, my G.
We don't cheat in basketball.
Hey, I'm not even mad about that analogy.
We don't cheat in basketball.
Hey, I'm not even mad at that.
He said, no, we don't.
I don't even know how you would cheat. Like,
he's like, nigga, I you smoke some sativa before shoot around, nigga?
A lot of weed.
That's it.
Listen, baseball is different.
That's a PED,
because basketball, y'all constantly scoring. Y'all constantly moving the ball. You got players in baseball that's just gonna stand there for 2 hours without the ball coming to them.
Yeah,
like, but we need some shit to make
them
excited.
Also, some that don't cheat too.
No, I'm all
that's
for.
That's not a great.
I am all for cheating in baseball.
100%.
Let's make this shit hard.
Straight up.
Like, what did Barry Bonds do so wrong? Make the game better?
I don't respect that shit, though.
Him, so, but you got to think, if you're a real baseball fan, like, baseball needed that shit at the time because it was dead.
Hell yeah. Right?
Maguire, Sosa, Bonds.
So what did A-Rod do so wrong?
I don't, I'm
he cheated.
You know what the wrong, so you know the only thing A-Rod did? Not enough blonde highlights.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
So here's my thing with A-Rod. If you look on YouTube, yo, I'm saying, this is the type of motherfucker A-Rod was, though, bro. Like, this is a game, they playing the Blue Jays, this is a regular season game. Basketball, y'all got 82 games. Baseball's 60-something
mm-hmm.
games.
Yeah.
It's a regular season game. This motherfucker wants this win so bad that it's a pop fly. He's running around the bases. And he goes, I got it.
Yeah.
And the shit just drops.
I remember that shit.
And Blue Jays motherfuckers was mad as fuck, but I was just like, I respect that shit.
He goes,
they want it.
Because if you can't win legally, cheat.
Fuck that. Like, Lance Stevenson blowing a nigga's ears, untying shoes and shit, that's New York shit. That's why I fuck with Lance Stevenson so crazy. And I'm like, yo, you should be first team All-NBA every year for your entire career.
Also, A-Rod, you can get J-Lo back.
Don't
Word. Get that, bro. Shoot gone. Your shot, bro. Come on, jump bro. In
you
DMs.
Got that, bro.
She's gone.
You got
jump
no.
in the DMs, bro.
No.
She's gone.
He's not. Come on. Nah, come on, A-Rod. You got She's that, gone. Bro. Oh, 09, you hit a home run off of Nathan Yo, in the finals. The
back. Listen,
on.
Man. Dominican dudes are slippery, B. Exactly. Like, you know what I'm saying? You get a back.
I don't know. That Affleck character.
He's an Affleck?
Affleck.
Affleck.
Donovan Mitchell to the Knicks. What do you think about
Let's
that?
Let's go.
I'm not mad at that.
Let's go.
I'm not mad at
Let's
that.
Let's go. Shout out to the homie Spider. You know what I'm saying? So you on Call of Duty, my G. You know
However, the problem is the Knicks will sign him in 10 years when his knees are blown out. And like, $300 million deal for 4 years. Yo. You're like, why?
Yo, he lost his left hand to diabetes. What? Yo, what? And now we signed him to a 10-year deal. Like, goddamn.
Mm-hmm. I was like, is he amputated?
The Knicks have signed Jimmy from Hoosiers right now.
Shit.
And anybody. I will buy a jersey. I will totally buy it. I have a Ron Baker jersey. Like, come on, man. Wow.
I got so many jerseys. I got my kids in a Frank Ntilikina jersey.
Okay.
Bro.
Wow.
If you ever scored 1 point, I have your jersey. Shout out to Chris Dudley.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Michael Doliak. You know what I mean?
Shout out to Steve Franchise. You know what I mean? Oh, my God.
You feel me? Stevie Franchise. You feel me? Yo, Stevie Franchise. Oh, yo, shout out to my man, C-Money. We was sitting in the basement. This nigga had a bet, a parlay going. Where the Knicks had to cover the spread. That was the last thing on the parlay. Steve Francis hits one of them bullshit ass, like, this game is over, we down.
The one he jumped on the table afterwards?
He's just shot a three for no reason. Like, the game is over, we losing. He just, but the cover the spread.
Cut the spread up.
And he made it happen, bro. That was
he got it.
That was our championship.
Yeah, that was a championship right there. Shout out to Stevie.
That's Jack's
Shout
guy.
To Ronnie Turioff.
That's Jack's oh, guy. Oh, wow.
Ronnie Turioff.
Jackie Butler.
Wow.
I'm pulling out all the.
Wow.
Out of the.
Vin the player Baker. That had everyone like, where's he from? Look at his hair.
He's French?
Is he from the Dutch land?
Why he look like the genie from Aladdin? We're caught with straight backs.
I got a Marty Collins jersey, too.
Probably.
Oh, but he's a Marty Collins guy.
Marty Collins. Ain't that who After my Eddie Curry jersey. Right?
Mello clapped his shit like, blah, blah.
Oh, wow. I remember that. He got fucked up. That was remember that holding the jersey?
Yo,
like,
yo, stop, yo.
Oh, bad times. Back.
No, don't. What else are you guys working on right now outside of your show?
I mean, we got the New York Times bestselling book out there, Knowledge Darts, Life Lessons from Bronx.
That's right, baby.
Hey, we need a signed copy.
Oh, we got you with that. But, you know, we want to do, like, movies and stuff like that. Just, like, all types of anything.
Series.
We're whores and we'll do anything features, for a check. So, you know.
So did you ever think, starting where you started, that all these doors, because we're starting to see it now, just so many doors are opening. Did you ever expect all these doors to open that are
Absolutely
opening?
Absolutely not.
What's the craziest door that you feel like that's opened thus far for you guys?
Probably the initial door at, like, Complex. Because, like, in this industry, you meet people and they're like, I was 3 years old. I want to be on TV. I've never wanted to be on TV.
Right.
At no point have I ever wanted this life. The fact that we have this and we're killing it, like, every morning, it's just like, this is not real. This is so wild. So you don't take it for granted, but at this home time, it's like, it's a wild ride. Just like, kind of, you can't really believe it. Because, like, even, like, when you walk the street and, like, I really be like, oh, I got to go buy lotion at Dwayne Reed. And so it's like, Jesus, yo, I fuck with the show. And you're like, holy shit, I'm Jesus. I forgot that.
That's me.
Like, real. I'm thinking my government name. So it's like little things like that. So there's nothing that's been like up here. Like, yo, that's crazy. Like, even the littlest things. Just like we just did a promo for the NBA, and they reached out to us to do it. And I'm just like, little things like that. Like, out of all the people on the internet, you guys reached out to us to do it, and we got a really nice check for it.
Mm.
So little things like it's little victories every day that just have you like, yo, this is wild.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky, they're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
That's my game.
got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
How do you balance work and family?
Shout out to Kevin Hart, because Kevin Hart says some real, he stay on some deep shit, but he mm-hmm. said some shit that really resonated with me. He was just like, yo, listen, you gotta marry your family and date your job, you know what I'm saying, your career. And I was just like, I took that home and I was just like, I chewed on it for a minute and I was like, oh, I understand what you're saying. Because like, you know what I mean? Like he was saying, like the doors are open, you know what I'm saying? We in, you know what I mean? And like, we shown improved already. So I don't gotta go so crazy, you know what I mean? Like, oh, yo, look at me. The proof is in the pudding, you know what right. I'm saying? So, like, I could focus and be like, yo, I need to be there for my son's basketball game. Mm-hmm. I need to be there for my son's baseball game. My daughter's recital, whatever, you know what I'm saying? So, like, things like that, like, it's super important to me, because I'm like, I don't wanna see them pictures in 20 years.
You can't get it back.
And I ain't in them, can't you know what I mean?
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. like you said, you can't get it back, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? So, like, graduations, birthdays, shit like that, like, that's super important to me. So, I tell my sister, like, yo, block that out. You know what I'm saying? Unless, like, yo, aliens come down from Mars and it's like, yo, I want to interview with these niggas. I'm like, yo, block this shit out.
We'll find out what the check is like.
Exactly. Word. Yeah. If it's, yeah, right. Word. That's. Let me know how big the bag is. You right. know what I'm saying? Then we make decisions.
We might have to have our own graduation.
Yeah,
at the
you know what I mean? Facts.
Yeah, I don't have any kids, so I'm trying to get all these bags. Let's go.
Fuck
so,
it.
You know, fuck that. Listen, if you hit me right now, I'll fly to L.A. tomorrow. I'm a whore. Let's go.
Who are DeSys and Meryl's off TV?
Who we are off TV is the same people we are on TV. Just regular Bronx people. Just like literally, if you catch me in the street, like you're not gonna catch me being Jesus. Like I'm not gonna be like, oh, no paparazzi, whatever. Like you might catch, like the amount of people that catch me smoking weed in the street and like, yo, you're smoking weed. And I was like, yeah, that's kind of the brand.
We're about to
like,
smoke right now as soon as we get done.
Let's fucking go, bro. But no, like we are the same people we've always been. Nothing's changed. Like
that's
the
why
same
y'all
Bronx
winning,
guys. That's why we win.
That's why we feel like it was weird because we all both have a kind of a stigma who we were, but we brought that shit to this space and this motherfucker's about to start acting in movies. So I'm all over the place and TV, but it's, I think staying true to yourself speaks volumes.
Listen, yeah. They can see the authenticity.
Right.
It comes through every time.
the hardest thing is keeping up a front too. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm a lazy nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Keeping up a lie. You got. What did I tell these?
Yeah, you got to think ahead of time. You got to think about the lie that you told the tell for this lie, all this stuff. Like, as a former liar, you know that used to be
a recovering lying addict.
Shout out to my therapy. You're the best.
So,
quick hitters, man. Funniest thing to happen to y'all recently.
Oh, all the time this happens. Like, if people will be seeing me in the street, be like, yo, oh, my
Steven
God.
Steven Jackson, what up?
He's like, yo, Deezus and Mero, yo, I fuck with the show. I've been watching the show forever, yo. I fuck with you so heavy, Mero. And I'm like,
I was about to say the same shit.
I'm like, I'm not.
Fucking be like, yo, Deezus.
I'm not Mero.
Like, oh, he's a Spanish nigga.
He's the Dominican guy with the kids. So
with all the kids.
That happens all the time. Like, people, they really. And the thing is, like, you talk to them, and they've been watching the show for 10 years. They just don't know the difference between us. So
you get confused for me?
All the time.
I wish. I wish. Yeah, you got that show with El DeBarge.
Like, no. Right, I wish.
I wish.
Oh, shit.
No.
First thing both of you do in the morning and the last thing you do before you go to bed?
Smoke and smoke.
Ooh.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Sir.
Yeah, pretty much.
Need the breakfast and a nightcap.
Is that in between?
Actually, the last thing I do now is I have like a mouth guard because I grind my teeth. But
yeah.
That's about it. You know? Yeah. Trying to grow.
I got a backwood this long waiting for me at the crib right now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We're going to roll you something out there. I brought the tree from Cali. Yeah. He got the backwoods. Y'all got you. I got the papers.
Got you.
Papers, whatever you do, we got you. Favorite New York. Hold on, I'm going to flip this. Top three low key restaurants to eat at. Like,
ooh,
just
low-key.
Fire food that's not a big name, but just fire.
Got you.
I'm talking because I want to go eat later.
Okay. Number one, shout out to my man Sean. He has a restaurant in Williamsburg called Lilia, which has a 2-month reservation list to get into it.
But we know you, so totally we good. We know you, so we good.
No, literally, if you mention my name, you can get in it. The food is incredible.
Kid Mero? He out the second time.
No, you gotta go. Lilia's is great. Lilia's in Williamsburg. Go to Lucali's. Shout out to Lucali's. I fuck with it. Jay-Z fucks with it too. The best pizza.
Kind of food.
Oh, yeah, it's a pizza place in Williamsburg.
Okay.
And it's like the wild asshole pizza place because they don't do reservations. So if you want to go, you have to stand online. And people be standing online in the cold.
Being regular.
Totally worth it. And the paninis. You can't go wrong with that. And because I'm a humble person, go to the Crown Fried Chicken located on White Plains Road and 234th Street and tell Ali Jesus said to come through the snack box to die for.
You.
Three, and I was talking about this before. So my top three is, if you're in the city in Soho, shout out to Missy Dizzy, shout out my brother Victor Lopez, and his shorty got a pop. It's very low-key date type of situation. And saying beautiful wine list, amazing Northern Italian cuisine, that joint. Then these two spots is uptown. So Malecón is like a, you know what I mean? Like Dominican food.
Yeah,
it's like
arroz con pollo, habichuela.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All that shit, that good shit, you know what I'm saying? But it's fresh because it's popping and it's popular. So it's the food is rotating out. So it ain't sitting in the tray all day.
Yeah.
So you know the shit is fresh and popping. And then you got El Tina, it's a fish fry on Dykeman.
That's what you was talking about.
Yes, sir.
So outside of the food, what else is popping there?
Yeah, there's a lot of fishnet cat suits.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
a lot of
fake butts. You know what I'm saying?
Because I used to work in nightclubs and all that stuff, and I'm gonna open a bar soon. So
are you going to?
If you guys want to come in on that.
Come on, man. I'm definitely
I would
down.
Like you guys to
for
come
real,
in
for real.
That.
If you were to remake a movie together, which one would it be? And who would play you?
If we remade a movie, has to be a movie with two people. Brokeback Mountain.
Hey, yo.
No, Pause. No, a movie that we...
Yo.
Do you guys remember Who's the Man?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Lover.
And Dr.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hell,
a movie,
yeah.
But the thing is, like...
Disorderlies.
In this climate, can we be cops?
That'd be good. That'd be good.
Maybe we'll
be cops. That would get really
dark. Y'all could be some cool-ass cops.
Security guards.
Some hoes on the side,
then, like, if we're not
smoking,
good cops,
drinking.
Everyone be like, well, y'all not good cops. That's most cops. So we got that. Actually, no. We want to remake... all four of us, we're going to remake Fried Green Tomatoes from the hood perspective.
So just to be funny, I would love to see y'all two remake just one episode or one one thing, a lethal weapon.
Lethal?
Yo.
That'll be dope, dog. I think y'all would kill it. That'd be funny as hell.
The
streets, and it's not a movie, it's a TV show, but The Streets been asking for that New York Undercover reboot for a long time.
We were trying to work on that,
but New York Undercover was cold, though. They had all the dope music and everything.
JC Torres following people. They going to Nell's afterwards for facts. Like, come on. You make on East Lakes and a fucking Durango.
Nigga chasing a nigga down in the van.
Don't get better than that. Like, yo, bro.
In a 500-pound Pele leather running down the street like, yo, stop.
Oh, my gosh.
Shout out to Pele Pele's, you know what I'm saying? That's body armor in the hood. If you're from the Bronx, that's your body armor. You know what I'm saying?
Pele Pele. Averick.
Each of you guys have a starting five to play against each other with current NBA players. Who's your starting five?
Ooh.
All right.
One at a time.
Oh, current, though, right?
Current.
Current?
Who's your first pick?
Ant Edwards.
Oh, who's your first pick?
Emmanuel Quigley.
Devin Booker.
Who? Come on, bro. You too loyal.
Morant.
You too loyal.
Small forward. Bron.
Tatum.
At the four. Motherfucking. Who I got at the four?
The dude in Brooklyn is nice.
It's like when you try to get to the turnstile and the person don't know what they're doing.
Like, yo, nah.
Swipe your fucking car.
Yeah, nah. I'm gonna go KD.
This is your first time in New York. Come on, I'm running late for work.
In my head, I'm like, yo, Giannis and KD.
My boss ain't putting up with this shit.
Giannis the five. Who you got? Four. Who's your four, man?
Antetokounmpo.
Ooh, good call.
And at the five, I'm gonna run with. You say active.
Active.
Okay. Let's go one retired for
one
your
retired?
Last player.
One retired?
Oh, we can do one retired?
Any position. It don't matter. You know
Prime even... Shaq at the five.
Ooh.
Oh, we can do one retired?
Yeah.
Michael Jordan? Duh. Like, the fuck? Like,
but you would never see Emmanuel Quigley and Michael Jordan on the same team and no other list on earth.
Dude, Michael Jordan just made a call.
That's my little bro, but
no,
come
I wanna
on,
see,
bro.
I want to see that documentary. I want to see that documentary. Just Michael Jordan, Jesus Shaquille, like, this little nigga thought he's better than me. Like... shout out to Michael Jordan doing that documentary at the end of it. We was like, he's not a good person. Holy shit.
He's an asshole.
He's an asshole.
Gotta be.
The best part, rewatch that documentary and look at the levels of the liquor from the edits.
Oh, in his cup.
It's like here, there's here.
And then his eyes get like, redder and redder.
They couldn't fucking be me. Like, all right.
Yo.
Nice like this, I wish.
Well, who fucking Michael
Jordan? You know.
Magic Johnson could serve my dick. And then next one, he's like, yeah, so I was in the Olympics.
When you're looking at the iPad and you know, he twists his eyes is crossed and shit, he's like, a nigga would have said shit in front of me. Mm-hmm. the Zeke shit, though, with Mike, was crazy.
Yeah.
How they go, they keep going back and forth.
Still,
that shit is never going
to
end, bro.
To this day.
The funny shit was at the top 75 when Zeke went over there and whispered something to Magic and he walked off and Mike walked behind him and they just both turned around laughing and somebody did the voiceover. And they was talking like they was talking about
really?
It. And that shit was hilarious. And that shit was hilarious,
that
bro.
That shit's crazy.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Album you can listen to with no skips.
Mm.
Ooh. Album you can listen to with no skips. I want to say Jay-Z, Reasonable Doubt, because I learned more from that album than I probably learned from my father. Like, that shit taught me how to, like, run the streets. That taught me how to, like, hustle. That taught me how to business. That taught you about, like, relationships that are going to, like, fail. How to deal with, like, people going to betray you.
Should have went triple.
Like, should have went triple platinum. And it's just like... Even listening back to it now, you're like, yo, fam, the amount of stuff you learned in that album just prepare you for life. And if not that album, I have to go with Outkast, AT Aliens. Just an amazing album.
Mm.
They fucking killed it. And as a New York person, listening to people from the South.
Yeah, that says a lot.
It's new.
I remember it sold out in the Bronx the day it dropped.
Really?
That album was like, I remember I was like going through things in life and that album really got me through a lot of stuff. So shout out to Outkast, man.
I was on a heavy Jay-Z bend. I was just telling Jelani like 3 months ago where all his, he was dropping so much.
Jay-Z's been dropping joints that they don't, like people are like, they're whack, but if you don't have the life Jay-Z has, you don't understand it. Like he has that song, Holy Grail.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I can't go to the store with my daughter without paparazzi popping up. If you work at TD Bank, you don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Man, Jason Timberlake.
Me?
Justin Timberlake.
You know what I'm saying? I can't take my daughter to the, I don't have a daughter. But, you know what I mean? Like,
can't take your dog.
You get the paparazzi.
Yeah, right, I feel it. You.
Mobb Deep, Hell on Earth, man.
Ooh, Mobb Deep.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Houdini, rest in peace, Houdini P, one of the greatest ever.
Just had Michael Strahan. He said the same thing about Mobb Deep.
You know what I mean? Like, yo, that's, man, the production on that, Havoc is an a fucking animal be on the boards. And then you had Prodigy kicking his shit. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, man, like that shit took me to another level. Be like, I would throw the headphones on and go bombing.
Yeah,
with
I
that,
still
to
listen to Mobb Deep.
Yeah,
but I will say this, as a New York person,
HNIC.
I love the Mobb Deep albums until I met Mobb Deep. They're both very short.
Oh, yeah.
So I was terrified of Mobb Deep until I met them. I was like, oh, fuck.
You thought they were some big, bad motherfuckers before?
Yeah, because like, oh, they took all the flicks like this.
I was like, nigga, y'all the shook ones. But nah, shout out to Havoc. That's a homie. Shout out to Project. But no, it was like, no, that was definitely music. Like, you would listen to that if you were going to go beat someone up. You'd be on the train getting
hustling.
That and some MOP.
It was very few people we were listening to hustling while we was on the block in the South. Man, we listen to Mobb Deep.
Jeezy?
No, I grew up on A-Bar, MJG, UGK.
Ooh, A-Bar, MJG. Arnold,
so,
yes, sir.
So UGK, Scarface, Bun B.
Riding Dirty, yeah.
We grew up on E-40, Spice E-40. One, all that. And from here, we jam.
The Click.
We jam Nas, AZ, Biggie and Jay-Z, of course, but Dos Effects.
Who is the, you know what I'm saying? The Get Money that. Artist you would listen to?
The Get Money
Get
artist?
Money?
Yeah. Growing up?
If you grinding right now, you gotta focus. Who's the artist you put
right
on?
Now?
Back then.
Back then?
JC.
Not me. Back then, probably was West Coast music. It's probably Snoop now.
Snoop them?
Yep. Yeah. Back then, it's probably
Snoop. I remember
Snoop
I was in the fifth grade West Coast shit. When Doggy Style came out, and I had that shit on CD.
Yeah.
And my parents' English was shaky, so they didn't know what the fuck they were saying in the song. So I could play that shit in the car on the way to school and shit like that, like going to see my grandmother and just blasting fucking like Murder Was the Case Murder and shit. Like,
West Coast music was the Get Money music for us.
Yeah. How deep West Coast music? We're talking like Spice One, we're talking
Spice
Richie
Rich. Mac Mall, E-40, Rich, you know what I'm saying? All
Sugar Free? Legit.
Rumpel, yeah, we wasn't no Sugar Free.
From Pomona.
We wasn't no Sugar Free.
Oh, no, yeah. That was Sugar Free was the first person to see Sebo. I was like, that
Sebo the ball.
That nigga is actually
that's what we was on.
Investigate that guy. He was sex from.
He still got a ponytail. Remember, he was in jail making a beat with a little dime.
Yes, Sugar Free. Oh, my
God. Nigga got the help. It was a video around and the niggas be like,
Sugar Free was cold.
Count this money and shoot your ass from the roof.
One of the best moments of my life. I get to L.A. And I'm driving on the highway. And
shout out Craig Smith, man. Shout out Craig Smith,
DJ Quick, when you on the 405.
On the show, bro.
That's what people, that's the dream people want. Bruh, like, yeah. That makes you be like, yo, I'm moving out here.
Yo, we was out, matter of fact, we was out there, and, yo, this is bananas. This is like Vice era. So we pop out, and shout out to Jesse Williams, the homie. We out with Jesse Williams. And we come out this party, and this dude runs up. Oh, yo, I'm a huge fan of y'all, man. I fuck with y'all heavy, man. We turn around. Bro, it's too short. I was like, bruh!
No, we lost it, but we always like meet people, and it's weird because they think, because we're from the East Coast, we don't fuck with them. But like, all like, the
nigga,
West Coast.
Nigga, freaky tails,
like,
nigga, come on,
fucking
man.
Fucking corrupt everyone from the West Coast. Like, we grew up on them niggas.
Right. Right.
And it's like, yes, we knew about the East Coast West Coast war, but that didn't mean we wasn't banging right. shit.
Yeah, right.
Yes, I hate LA, LA, and I hate New York, New York, that song, but I know all the words for it. And I respect the shit. So,
DOC, you know? All that.
Oh, no one could do it better.
The Diggy Doc, y'all.
When the Doc lost his voice, formula hurt.
Bro, I got dog food on cassette in my crib, bro.
Mm-hmm. Classic.
Recipes, Nate Dogg, let's play.
The girls all
that was
man.
Classic.
Joints.
Let's play house.
That's a lot of joints.
Let's play house.
That skit where he's like, yo, when Snoop had the show, he's like, I'm in tour, fucking hoes in Japan or some shit like that.
Yeah,
and then he had the skit where he's just like, oh.
Yeah, that
back when they used to have sketches on albums. No one does that.
Yo, facts.
That shit was
bring
dope.
That skit
tear
on
that
album.
Up, nigga. Tear it up, nigga.
Tear it up.
You like that up. You like that up.
Some game or advice you'd give to listeners right now.
Ooh. Oh, man. Listen, if you want to be in TV, there's a lot of things in TV that is not in front of the camera. You know what I'm saying? Like, my man right here, he's shooting this shit. You know what I'm saying? He's getting a bag. My man right here, he's producing this shit. He's getting
Rose.
A bag. A lot of, shout out to Jose. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people is behind the camera working, doing this stuff. And you could get in the industry without being in front of the camera. So don't jump out and be like, yo, I got to be in front of the camera all day, da-da-da. Edit some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, work on that, because that will help you make your own shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, you don't got to depend on nobody else to make
the process.
Shit for you.
Facts.
I think my advice, and I said this on the Tax Stone podcast, which is kind of weird, it's you have to be comfortable with yourself. And you have to be able to appreciate the person you see in the mirror. And the quote I always use, which is wild, Beyonce has a song called Pretty Hurts. And she's like, when you look in the mirror, do you like what you see?
Mm.
And if you as a man do not like the person you are, how far are you gonna get in life? Like, if you're not comfortable with yourself, are you going to be comfortable with, like, the occupation another the network gives you? Are you going to be comfortable with this projection you're giving people.
Can't be.
You can't be.
You're not
so it's just
yourself.
Like, if you're not, like, and, you know, shout to Dr. Scott again. I pay you a lot for this. But, you know, like, if you can't look in the mirror and be like, yo, I'm proud of Jesus. I'm proud of Meryl. I'm proud of Matt. Like, what are you even doing? Right. Like, why are you waking up in the morning? Mm. So that's my whole thing. Like, don't chase shit for money. Don't chase shit for fame, for clout, whatever. Just, like, be able to lay in bed at night and be happy with the person
at
you are.
Peace.
And that's like the, it doesn't get better than that. You can have like a Bentley, you can have a $50 million house. But if at night you can't sleep knowing right. who the fuck
ain't
you
no
are,
point.
What's even the point?
Yeah,
it ain't feel worth it.
Feel it.
Last question. If you could have a guest on All the Smoke, who would it be?
Mm.
But you have to help us get your answer on our show.
Ooh, a duo on All the Smoke. Gayle King and Oprah.
Yo.
Whoa. Damn.
That would be
They went to the
wild.
Top of mountains.
Let's try it again, though.
Let's try again? Okay, yeah. Let's see who else.
Who else can we have if, they, if they're just, they're not option?
Okay, Joe Biden and Obama.
Let's try again.
Third time's a charm.
Third time's a charm. Oh, let's see. Who else? Let's see.
Did y'all get Denzel number?
Denzel.
It has to be someone who could actually come on the show, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all know everybody. Let me say that again.
It don't have to be a duo. It could be a solo person.
No, it could be anybody that y'all know. It don't have to be two people, one person.
It gotta be, you know what? And y'all gotta do it in LA and y'all gotta smoke.
Okay.
Motherfucking Tom Hanks. I want to see Tom
set
Hanks.
Set it up. What you mean?
I want to see that. I want to see that motherfucker high as fuck.
Jenna.
On y'all show talking shit.
Jenna. Lieutenant Dying.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Tom Hanks, pull up. Bring Chet.
Have you seen Road to Perdition?
Bring Chet.
Have you seen that?
Chet's
wild. I haven't seen that.
Man, that shit is good. If you didn't think Tom Hanks could play a gangster, you got to watch this movie, bro.
Okay.
Before we give you all these boxes, I mean, it's only right. You mean, y'all came here, so next time we got to come here. Next time I come to New York, I'm going to bring my tuxedo T-shirt.
Absolutely.
And come on the big screen.
Come on.
Yo, thank you for having us on, man.
This is long overdue, bro.
Yeah,
this
shit. Oh, shit, we got boxes.
Gift boxes.
Bam.
Yes, also, shout out to all the shows that
all
don't have
smoke
merch.
Gear.
The shout out to the shows that don't have merch.
You can get it at allthesmoke.store, but we have to bless y'all with some shit. We're coming, bro. We appreciate y'all coming on the show, man.
That's our allthesmoke.store, right?
That's our 420 exclusive.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I know y'all sneakerheads, so I know y'all got some fresh shoes to throw in with
that. Oh, nice.
Oh, okay.
I'm wearing this tonight. To Olive Garden.
Oh, shit. Let's go.
To Olive Garden.
Okay.
Well, man, that's a wrap. All the Smoke with our Showtime brothers, Desus.
Showtime
Merrill. Oh, you can catch us on Showtime Basketball YouTube and the iHeart platform Black Effects. We'll see y'all next week.
Shout out to Smoke having us on.
That's right, baby. Got the Mad Stack, the number one fucking podcast in the game. Number
Showtime one. Is the gang.
Showtime.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.